Our next presentation is the Texas Railroad Commission update. And we got two great lawyers, great speakers up here that are going to do a dual presentation. Both friends of mine, Mark Hanna, Ryan Lammert. Ryan's with a law firm of Ulf Fitzsimmons, Burton, Wolf, and Rangel in San Antonio. They do a bunch of landowner work. Ryan's done a bunch of landowner work in courthouses in the Railroad Commission, former administrative judge at the Railroad Commission. He's going to be talking on the landowner perspective on these issues. And Mark Hanna with the law firm of Scott Douglas in McConaughey in Austin. Great lawyer, same, just like Ryan, experience all over the state, the Railroad Commission, courthouses, et cetera. So it's going to be interesting and insightful to hear the two perspectives from two great lawyers. Welcome, please help me welcome Ryan and Mark.
Thank you, Donato, for that kind introduction, and thank you to the faculty and committee for inviting us to speak here today. The purpose of today's discussion is really to get the landowner's perspective and the oil and gas operator's perspective on updates to both the Opiela case, which is an allocation well, PSA well case that went through the commission and is now pending before the Court of Appeals, and then to get an update on the Mineral Interest Pooling Act. And some issues there. But with that, I'll hand it off to Mark to kick off our discussion here.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. So as Ryan mentioned, we're gonna cover two key topics that are hot issues at the Railroad Commission today. The first being production sharing and allocation wells, and the second being the Mineral Interest Pooling Act. And what we'll see is that there's a common theme between these two issues, which is that as operators are trying to drill longer lateral wells, they've got to cross multiple tracks. And how do they do that? How do they solve these ownership and sharing issues? And how's the Railroad Commission and its policies impacting that? So we'll start with Railroad Commission permitting for PSA and allocation wells. In other words, how do you get a drilling permit and for a horizontal well that's going to cross multiple tracks? And just some background, everyone in this audience, of course, is familiar with horizontal wells and their impact on production in Texas. And so we're not talking down to anyone, but I think a little bit of table setting will be helpful in illustrating the problem that operators are faced with. And so we know, of course, that horizontal wells increase the contact with the target formation and that they're more efficient. They cause less surface disruption and they allow economic production of reserves that might have otherwise gone unrecovered. Now that has benefits, of course, for both operators and landowners and the state of Texas in encouraging and enabling production of more oil and gas resources. The issue, though, is that as wells get longer and longer, 1, 2, 3 mile lateral wells of the horizontal drain hole, the wells are going to end up crossing multiple tracks because, of course, the surface lot lines that exist around the state don't follow where the hydrocarbons are. So how do we drill wells that are going to be completed on multiple tracks? And that's the challenge facing operators. And the answer is that there have been really three different vehicles that have developed in Texas. The first, of course, is pooled units. The second is the production sharing agreement that's developed over the last 20 years or so. And then more recently, allocation wells. So pooled units, long-standing concept that's existed in Texas for decades and decades. It was originally developed for vertical wells. So if you think about a conventional gas well that could drain 500 or 600 acres, you would pool tracks together if you had smaller tracks. And the pooled unit is a contractual concept. But its hallmarks are, how do you allocate the royalty? How do you allocate the proceeds of production among these various tracks? Even though the well, in a vertical case, might just be on one of the tracks, you're going to share royalties among the various owners on a surface allocation basis.